Another objection you may receive in the field relates to the cost of the device and that it's too expensive. Before responding to this objection, it's important to understand the cause. Is the surgeon sharing this because he or she received pushback from the hospital or surgery center previously? Is he or she saying this just to see how you react? Does he or she have a relationship with another rep and is just utilizing this objection as a smokescreen? Utilize the consultative objection handling process to learn and understand more. This may sound something like this. Doctor, thank you for proactively sharing your concern for the price of the device. If I were you, I would certainly want to ensure that anything I'm prescribing my patient is something they can afford. It's in the best interest for the hospital, and most importantly, it provides value to improving the patient's outcomes, which is why patients continue to come to you for help. Can you help me understand where your specific concern about the cost may be coming from? What has been your experience with prescribing the OsteoGen device? Is there a specific hospital or surgery center that has raised the price of the device to you as a concern? When treating your patients, what's most important to you? The cost of an implantable stimulator may be higher than other available treatment options. However, the OsteoGen is not for every patient and certainly not appropriate for every long bone non-union case. In cases where you have a patient that has been suffering for a long time, is eager to feel better, and will do whatever it takes to heal normally, OsteoGen may be a good option. Additionally, any patients undergoing a fracture non-union procedure that present with various medical conditions or risk factors that may otherwise compromise their healing, OsteoGen may be a good option. Any patients that present to you with a fracture non-union, are non-compliant with their treatment protocols, and you are concerned about their recovery, OsteoGen may be a great option. When thinking about the cost of the device, it's also always important to think through the cost to the patient, the hospital, and to you if the patient doesn't heal. What's the risk to the patient? What's the risk to the hospital? What's the risk to you? What's the benefit to you and your patient if he or she does heal? What other questions or concerns do you have?